Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
RockAuto.com. Why spend 30 to 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that a chain store or dealership might have? Why spend so much there? Why not go to RockAuto.com? It's a family business. Serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Everything from engine control modules to brakes to motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few clicks delivered direct to your door. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write "doubt" in the "how did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. It's just on a mandate. Get on. Welcome to the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Mark Garagus still in New York.
Not for much longer. I'm fleeing the jurisdiction momentarily.
Heading back to L.A.?
No, I think I'm going to go to, I think I'm heading to Europe.
Steve. Really?
Yeah.
What's in your, what, did your wife just leave Europe so there's an opening?
She's actually supposedly going to be there this weekend. So we've got a wedding and it's going to be in Greece. And so I figure since I've got a Greek name, why not?
Yeah, you just missed Drew and his wife who left Europe yesterday. I believe it is. Are you flying private to Europe?
I am not. Only because we haven't, there's a couple of things we need to do on Big Boy that we haven't done yet. So I'm gonna fly commercial, which is actually the first time since the pandemic. So we'll see.
Well, I don't want to be a one-upper, but yeah. I did fly to Europe privately.
Wow. When?
This is probably about 3-4 years ago, and I will tell you a good Mike August story.
I love a good Mike August story.
All right. So as people who know airplanes know, there's a few ways you can sort of judge what size plane you're flying on, and a lot of people kind of go by the seats, but this particular piece of equipment had a bathroom in the front and a bathroom in the back. So, you know, it's a big private jet with two heads, right?
Right, exactly.
So, we're flying to Europe, and there's probably about 6-7 of us on this plane. and Norm Pattis, who charters the plane, at some point retires into the back bedroom where the master suite is, and that's where one of the heads is. But the good news is when you're flying a huge plane, you got a bathroom in the front, too.
Right, right.
And again, it was a talking point because in a weird way, it's not a big talking point if you're buying a house or renting a condo. But in private aviation, if that plane's got two bathrooms versus, you know, little boy, which has a bathroom, which is a closet, which converts into a bathroom, you know,
which converts into a seat.
Right. You go by the amount of commodes that are on the plane dedicated. So we end up landing in Europe at some point. Flew through the night, getting up in the morning. Plane had a stewardess as well, attractive young lady.
Okay.
So it was real private flying. And at some point, Mike's reclined, he's passed out. And then when you land, as you do, people are getting their backpacks together and they're getting their personal items sort of shuffled around and into the backpacks and stuff like that. Some people are helping clean up a little plates, trays, things like that. And then at some point, as Mike was getting off the plane, I noticed a container in the cup holder of his reclining seat where Mike was splayed out. He was sleeping earlier. And it looked to me like a water bottle that had some additive, some hydration powder.
Yellow additive?
Super C. Kind of hard to tell. Yes. Okay. Now, it was yellow in color. And it was a clear bottle.
Could have been a vitamin C effervescent pill.
One assuming chain, you know, going over the dateline and flying through the night, maybe having a few cocktails on the plane. One wanted to rehydrate. So I said to then Mike was somewhere else in the plane. And I said, well, I don't want the pretty young 26-year-old bussing all of Mike's junk. So I took the bottle and I was just going to empty it out in the sink and throw it away. But my curiosity got the best of me. So I opened the lid and I took a whiff and it smelled of straight urine. And I said, Mike, what's going on with your bottle with urine in it? And he said, yeah, I peed in it last night. I said, Mike, we're on a plane with two bathrooms.
Not one. Two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms, Mike. And he said, yeah, you know, in back, Norm was asleep, and the stewardess had, like, fallen asleep in front of the other bathroom in a jump seat or something. He didn't want to jostle her. So he relieved himself.
What a considerate guy. So he just stuck his...
in on a, you know, $75 million jet. And but the main thing is forgot about it. Just put it in the cup holder. And all the annals of air travel, nobody has ever done that. On a two head plane. So that's Mike keeping it real.
Wow.
Even flying
well, you know,
Europe.
On Baby Jet, it had what looked like a funnel that you would go into this little area, and the funnel had a little device, you know, that you would go like this with.
Squeeze device. Yeah.
A squeeze device. And that would suck air. So mm-hmm. you would pee into the funnel, and it would suck the urine in.
Kind of like at the dentist's office where they give you the spit
exactly.
thing.
Exactly, except you're doing it with your dick. And I used to have guys go back there and spend an inordinate amount of time back there. And I would say, what the hell are you doing? I don't want to have to de-louse this thing. Jesus.
Well, we got news. I mean, obviously, Newsom is still the governor. I was, it was funny as I was just listening to the radio and pulling up from one warehouse to the next. I just heard the breaking news of Newsom is going to start reinstating things and vaccine passports. And Barbara Ferrer is reared her
today.
Ugly head that rules, and more rules. So as you know, they were radio silent on it going up into the recall. Now that he's won handily, he can now get back on his throne and start making mandates of his subjects. But an
not only are we on the record saying nothing's going to happen till September 15th, I actually went on the record in a federal court matter and said the same thing on the record. Oh, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen till September 15th. He's sitting up there, you know, just waiting. I mean, he's going to get through this and then boom, we're going to go right back.
But it speaks to a larger philosophical issue that I'm constantly trying to make sense of, because that's all my mind does, is try to connect things and figure out what makes sense or why or what motivates. You turn on the TV set on a Saturday and you see stadiums packed with college football fans. I was watching the Raiders play on Monday Night Football. It is a packed, massless stadium where people are on their feet yelling as loud, you know, projecting as much spittle as they possibly can. You go to the airport is packed. You go to the supermarket or the venue or the, I just get off the road playing theaters and clubs. They're packed with humanity. And then I come back to LA and they're talking about mail-in ballots because of COVID, because people aren't comfortable. What do you mean you're not comfortable? And have you been to the Trader Joe's in the last month? And if the answer is yes, then you're comfortable with leaving your house and doing shit. I feel like we're just living in two completely separate Americas. I was listening to some polling data, some exit polling data, and the number one concern for Democrats in California was COVID. So meaning everyone just sort of held their nose and voted for Newsom because, you know, hey, water shortage, fine. Infrastructure, we'll look the other way. Homeless, look the other way. Failing schools, forest fires, we'll look the other way. He's going to handle COVID. I got news for your assholes. COVID is handled if you live in Texas or Florida. You just do whatever the fuck you want. I'm going to Nashville this weekend. I'm going to a wedding. We're just doing what we want. I get off the road every weekend. Everything is wide open. What do we think is going on in California? Why are we such lemming pussies? Why do we need to be led by an incompetent guy? And by the way, show me this. Show me your hamper filled with evidence that Gavin Newsom has anything close to competency when it comes to handling COVID. What it was like? Well, everything else is failing, but we need his steady leadership with COVID. When has he been right? What is so different about California than every other state? The states that lock down the hardest are doing the worst right now. Hawaii's getting the shit kicked out of it. Oregon's getting the shit kicked out of it. It's not in the news because they're blue states. But what is this? What happened to adults? What's going on? Get a fucking shot. Go the fuck about your life.
Well, what happened here, if you take a look at some of the exit polls, is I give Newsom credit. He leaned into this running against Trump. It all became running against Trump.
Right.
If the Pathrath, who we had on the show,
right,
he actually, in spite of literally being kind of on a media blockade, you hadn't heard about him, he got 10%. He was second to Larry Elder.
Right.
And in San Francisco, he beat Elder. Mm-hmm. Now, the fourth place or fifth place person got 5%, was also a Democrat. That tells you that not only were people holding their nose, but this was not, there was at least 15%. You could do the statistical math, but there's a significant number of Democrats who were disenchanted and disaffected and either didn't vote or voted because they got sucked into this argument that it was anti-Trump and what if Dianne Feinstein dies and he's going to appoint Stephen Miller as senator and what if, you know, a woman's right to choose is going to be threatened, even though we've got a bulletproof supermajority in the legislature. I mean, it worked. I give them credit. They're going to get their mandate. California's going to get exactly what it asked for the next year. And by the way, it didn't take 24 hours, did it?
No.
The results came in, and within 12 hours, I've gotten nothing but calls all morning from bars and restaurants wanting me to sue. I said, what am I going to sue on? Where are we going to sue? Unless the U.S. Supreme Court takes the petition for certiorari that we filed there that argues that they can't just, that these unelected county bureaucrats can't just issue edicts that aren't based on any science or any data. They've got to do a cost-benefit analysis. Unless the U.S. Supreme Court takes that up and rules on it, I don't know who you're going to sue and over what.
But also, what is it about Californians and many Democrats that literally want to be led? Like, you literally want to be led. It's literally that. It boils down to a temperament. The temperament is, if you live in Texas and you're Republican, you want freedom. You do not want to be led. You'll recognize speed limits and not bringing your gun to the airport, but basically, you enjoy this thing called freedom. There's something about Democrats and Democrats in very blue states like California that actually feel a sense of security being led, even though there is no rhyme or reason. There is, you know, Newsom, you know, Sweden versus the United States, Texas, Florida versus California. There's no, the states that got hit the hardest are New Jersey and New York. The people who love being led the most were led the hardest in the wrong direction. There is no rhyme or reason. What is this? It's I blame atheists. These are like superstitious atheists who literally want a good looking person who pretends he knows what he's doing to lead them. And they actually feel more secure with more mandates. They're literally like dogs who prefer to sleep in a cage. They literally want to sleep in the dog tote cage because they feel more secure sleeping in that than they do out in the open in the living room.
Well, I was going to say, if you're Barbara Farrar and you come out, you know, she just waited, obviously, until all the voting was over. And then she predictably issues the edicts that all of a sudden. Why bars and restaurants and nightclubs? Why those three?
The Raider Stadium's got a roof on it. There's 80,000 people in there without masks screaming their lungs off. Is it a super spreader event? The shit went down on Monday. Where's all the data that's pouring in from Nevada or Henderson County? Where is it? What is all this stuff? Like, well, it's going to happen. Well, it's not going to happen on the patio. It's going to happen over here. I mean, it's all such insane theater. Look at all these idiots. They've all been vaccinated. They all wear their fucking masks. All the President Biden and everybody else and all his stooges, they all stand back there with a mask silently. And then when it comes time for them to take the podium and for them to start bloviating, the mask comes off. So what kind of science are we talking about? You sit silently with the mask on in the back, and then when you start talking, the mask comes off, and everyone just goes, oh, that's how they do it. Is there any part, does that resemble science in any way, shape, or form?
If you read the learned scientists as opposed to the people who've got what I would say is a dog in the fight, they keep questioning what we're doing and whether any of this makes sense. We've got a vaccine. The vaccine supposedly, and by all accounts, the vaccine is extraordinarily effective against hospitalization and death. We've got therapeutics, which are extraordinarily effective now. You know, there's going to be a lot of challenges to the vaccine mandates and this or that. Who knows? I've looked at it and we're talking about it. But the thing that I just don't understand is, I guess, what you're saying, which is, how are you delineating from one place to another, that if it's a bar, it's off limits. If it's a nail salon, what used to be off limits, it's no longer off limits. If it's a hair salon, it's not off limits, but now a nightclub is. And I know they're going to say, well, there's a more sustained period of time that most people go to a restaurant or a bar. Well, guess what? Then just say you've got to be in and out in an hour. They don't do that at the grocery store. Have you ever been told you have to be out in an hour in the grocery store? Of course not. And by the way, have you been to a Costco or a Walmart or any of the other places? It's a teeming mass of humanity in there, and nobody's limited in how long they're there. In fact, I know people who go over there and it's a half-day adventure, and that's not a problem.
Well,
that's
okay. How about this semi-retarded theme of Biden's up there giving speeches saying you have to get vaccinated to protect the vaccinated. Does anyone ever just go, are we living an upside down world? What the fuck are you talking about? If you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated. You don't have to be protected from unvaccinated people. If you're vaccinated, it's called being vaccinated.
And if you're vaccinated, I saw one study where if you're vaccinated, that there is the possibility that you'll have the viral load that could be equivalent to an unvaccinated. But the vaccination has a prophylactic effect.
Right.
So it's not you who's threatened. It's the unvaccinated.
Well, to me, themes start to emerge. And I just sit back and look at themes, which is how come we never talked about therapeutics, or how come anytime someone brought up a therapeutic, it was immediately shot down? I mean, it was tarred and feathered. If you were a physician and you started talking about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, you were shunned from the community. Imagine that.
By the way,
yeah.
Ivermectin, still within the last week, I know somebody who tested positive, and their father, who is a physician, who consulted with Drew, actually prescribed ivermectin, and the person recovered virtually immediately. And okay, that's anecdotal. I get it, but that's a couple of doctors who are saying it. And when you talk to doctors privately, they just shake their heads. I mean, I've spent so much time talking to medical professionals, talking to experts, getting declarations, things of that nature. And they're afraid of, I mean, it takes a very brave guy to put his signature on a declaration that points out some of the idiocy of all of this.
Well, again, a theme, and Gary, you can find from Chris, I think Fauci being interviewed by Sanjay Gupta. Surprise, surprise, somebody from CNN decided to do their job and ask Fauci a goddamn relevant question. But if you just take a look at the theme, so therapeutics, as I've said many times, ivermectin, you know, everyone's argument is like, you don't have proof ivermectin works. Yeah, it's between the fucking person and their physician. Number one, it's none of my goddamn business. If Dr. Drew thinks it might be effective, then it might be effective. The good news is it's abundant and it's inert. So who cares? He could also tell his client to take an aspirin. Who gives a fuck? And you could say aspirin is not proven. There's no double blind clinical. That's right. There isn't. It's aspirin. He's allowed to do it. Ivermectin, same thing. Shit's been around a million years. Billions of people have taken it. Dr. Drew's prescribed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine a million times. I think it's fine. It's a decision. Why do we need to tar and feather this? Where's the energy coming from? What about herd immunity? What about the immunity? What about the immunity of the maybe 100 million Americans who were infected with COVID? What are their immunity levels? Well, studies out of Israel say maybe 27 times greater than being vaccinated. Okay, where's all the discussion? How can we hurt a fucking peep out of any of you people about natural immunity? Would seem like that would be a pretty major subject when you're talking about a pandemic. Not a word about natural immunity. Not a word about therapeutics. Not a word about losing weight, not being morbidly obese. I talked to an ARMO doctor, like I told you. He said, the only young people I see is obese people. That's the only young people who come into this emergency room with COVID symptoms. Gary will find that. I'll do a quick read here. Uprising food, back to school time. Ah, most kids, well, they don't love their vegetables in the lunchbox. How about something great, and it's great tasting? High fiber superfood chips and bread from Uprising. This stuff is so good. I got their sampler bundle. Two superfood cubes with four single-serving packs, and they have Freedom Chips and six products, three flavors. Sea salt, good. Sourdough, good. Savory rye, fantastic. I love it. Reminds me of my grandpa Laszlo from Hungary. Only two net carbs per serving, 6 grams of protein, 9 grams of fiber, with a patent-pending breakthrough in, psyllium husk. That's what I wanted to say. Psyllium husk. Activation. They made digestive health absurdly easy, baked with real superfood ingredients. Almonds, MCT oil, egg whites, psyllium husk, apple cider vinegar, and olive oil. This stuff is the real deal, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. Go to uprisingfood.com and use code RD to get $10 off the starter bundle. It's like a mini trip to the grocery store minus all the unhealthy distractions, and they ship directly to your door. That's uprisingfood.com and use code RD to get $10 off your order.
All right. I will play this Fauci, Sanjay Gupta. It only took Sanjay 19 months to ask fucking Fauci a real question. And Fauci, by the way, stupid or liar, he's the world's most leading expert in infectious disease. He's being asked about natural immunity. Well, this is a new subject for him, evidently. Let's see what his thoughts are.
And just real quickly, there was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity. And basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone.
Hold on. Pause it there for a second. It's not a lot and even. It's 27 times more. That was the study.
I was going to say, I've got guys who are signing declarations in the cases that it's exponentially. That's the word that they're using.
Right. Exponentially. This is Sanjay soft-pedaling it, because remember, we're on the same side. We're into fear porn, so I don't want people to get excited. But go ahead. Sorry, Gary.
What are people to make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone.
Not
Should
maybe.
They also get the vaccine?
That's not what the study says. It doesn't say maybe. It just says it is, Sanjay, man of science. Studies don't say maybe. They say it's 27 times more effective, Sanjay. Dr. Sanjay, that's what it says. Doesn't say maybe. Go read the fucking study. Sorry, go ahead. But he's got to soft pedal it, because we got to ask Fauci a real question. This is a difficult time for our news organization. We have to ask a semi-real question. All right,
they also get the vaccine. How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not, as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability?
All right, hold on. I'll tell you what we have learned from Israel, asshole. The durability of the vaccine is worse shit. That durability, we do know the durability. They're going on a fucking... In Israel, you're not considered fully vaxxed unless you've had the booster shot. So if you want to talk about durability, we know one.
He's talking about the booster shot. The administration keeps, every week we keep hearing about the booster shot.
Right. So
why do you need a booster shot if it's durable?
Well, why would Fauci know about natural immunity? Like, where's my steno pad? Let me jot this down. What'd you say again? Nautical immunity? What was that thing, Sanjay? Natural immunity. Huh. 2 years in, I should look into this. Maybe there's some meat on this bone. What you call it again, Sanjay? Is it natural immunity? All right, when I get back to the office, I'm going to bring this up. I hope I pronounce it correctly. Yes, it's called natural immunity. You have not looked into it? Fauci, you have not looked into it. These are brand new thoughts you're having in real time on TV. Well, yeah, but not so fast. Don't get over your skis.
It's a really good question.
I've not looked into it. You don't think he's looked into it? You don't think he knows about durability? People have been infected with this shit for 19 months. You don't think he knows about the durability versus the shot? We know the durability of the shot. That's why we have to get a third shot, because it's not durable. So don't fucking trot out that durability bullshit. The shit you're pushing is not durable. Look into it, bitch. Sorry. They're fucking nuts. Why are we listening to these people? Sanjay, ask them a question. No, you're looking into the durability? Why haven't you looked into the durability of it? And by the way, what are we comparing it to? Your non-durable vaccination? Is that the durability we're talking about? What are we comparing it to?
What was the last 20 seconds of that, Gary? Did you play it?
I'll play the whole thing again. I'm sweating. I have to mop my brow.
And just real quickly, there was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity. And basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What are people to make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID. I'm protected. And now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing the paper from Israel didn't tell you is whether or not, as high as the protection is with natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine. So it is conceivable that you got infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. So I think that is something that we need to sit down and discuss seriously, because you very appropriately pointed out it is an issue, and there could be an argument for saying what you said.
Could be. We have a study out of Israel, idiot. And it's interesting. Now, listen to Fauci. He's like, I don't know. We have to kind of look into this. I'm not so sure, but I'll tell you what I do know. Durability. That study did not study durability. Oh, did you study it then? Wait, which is it, Fauci? Are you aware of the test out of Israel? Did you study the data or not? Because you seem a little vague about the beginning part where we have natural immunity, but you do know the durability part. Seems like you cherry picked that out to be dismissive of the study. Does anyone see a theme emerging here? They want everyone to get vaccinated. Fine.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to get vaccinated. A lot of people have natural immunity. I'm just guessing. If you got to get two shots and then a third shot all inside of 9 months versus natural immunity, as your body works with many other diseases, I got to believe the natural immunity is better and more durable.
Well, also, if you're going to have people lose their jobs, why? And you're going to say, I'm going to let, religious or a medical exemption. Why can't you get a test that shows that you have the antibodies naturally? Why isn't that an escape hatch?
Because it doesn't involve them mandating shit and making you do stuff, although you could get a test. I agree. They say 100 million Americans may have had COVID. That would mean there's a lot of people. But what they're doing is they're forcing people like Dr. Drew, who have natural immunity, but would like to get the fuck on with his life and will not be allowed to get on with his life unless he gets a shot. That's essentially what they're doing. And what's your take on Fauci? Why so opaque about so many things?
I don't understand this latest, because when I dive into this, and I've been doing it for 18 months, there is a real scientific community that just says everything that's being sold is not scientifically based. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't the discussion of man-made versus gain-of-function research or a wet market. What I'm talking about is precisely something like this, or Dr. Ghali saying, yeah, we know there's no risk outdoors, but we just want to force people inside. It just seems like there's audibles being called that aren't based on anything. And as long as we have this rational basis review, which is basically no review at all, and unless the U.S. Supreme Court does something, we're destined to live in this no man's land. And by the way, for all of the people on the internet who keep, I keep reading this Jacobson quote from 1905. That was before there were levels of scrutiny, and Jacobson was not mandated. Jacobson paid a $5 fine, and it wasn't federal, it was state. So it drives me crazy, but I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. If you dive into it, you'll see that very little of this. Nobody knows as much as they claim they do on this. But there are certain things that are intuitively, and now more than anecdotally, which is you would think if you had the natural immunity. And by the way, what is the J&J shot? That's a way of triggering your natural immunity. So what better than to fight it off, get it, and then have the immunity and have your body having already done it? I mean, well, isn't that the whole point?
That's why they had chickenpox parties back in the day. Just infect people and let the body go to work. I want to talk about the Jacobson precedent and your take on that as well. I also now realize, as I'm standing back and looking at this, here's a philosophical question for you that will work in a red and a blue state, which is, if you're DeSantis and you're the governor of Florida, you realize people there don't want a bunch of mandates, they don't want a bunch of rules, they don't want to be led per se, and you may make policy based on your constituency. It's now appearing to me, although I'm gonna put it out to you to get your head on it, which is, I feel like Newsom, knowing that none of these policies make any sense, you know, the stupid paper masks that are down over everyone's nose, the outdoor dining shutdown, arresting people on the beach for paddleboarding in the bay, telling them you can't walk on horse trails and all this nonsense, you know, while, of course, going out and going to the French Laundry without a mask. Obviously, he's not scared of it. People would always say, oh, he's a hypocrite. No, he's not a hypocrite. He understands what's going on. He doesn't have any fear of it, because he shouldn't have any fear of it, because he's not overweight and he's not old enough, and he's going to go out and enjoy himself at the French Laundry. That's what he's doing. It's, everyone goes, he tells you to do this and he does that. Here's the question. Is the tail wagging the dog? Is Newsom leading, or has he just put his ear to the ground and went, I live in a state filled with pussies who live in Santa Monica and want policy dictated to them for some false sense of comfort, like the dog in the crate. And he's going, I'm going to lay down a bunch of retarded decrees to give these super scared pussies in California some sense of security, when we all know it's nothing. Nothing's, you know, you're flying, you're in Autotopia at Disneyland. The steering wheel's not connected to the front wheels, people. We're just spinning it around, and it looks like we're doing something. That's what Newsom's doing. He's in Autotopia. He's going, hey, I'm steering, hey, I'm steering. It's a toggle bolt with a nut on the back of it. It's just going in a circle. You're not doing anything. This is based on everyone in the country and everyone in the world all doing something different, and the results are no different. And it turns out locking people down is worse. I'm going to tease it. I just want you to know, is Gavin Newsom being a tyrannical dictator, or has he sized up his big band of pussies, all the people who live in California, and going, I'm just going to fucking do what the pussies want me to do? I know a lot of them. I work in Hollywood. Think about it. All right, let me tell you about BetterHelp. I could use some BetterHelp about now. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's something interfering for you, your happiness, or preventing you from achieving your goals. Yeah, there's a lot of that out there these days. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. Start communicating in under 48 hours. Easy and free to change counselors if needed. Not a crisis line or self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Log in anytime. Send a message to your counselor. Get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions. No uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp wants you to start living happier today. It's BetterHelp, right, Gary?
That's right. Visit BetterHelp.com/reasonable doubt. That's Better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Special offer for Reasonable Doubt listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/reasonable doubt.
So what do you think, Mark?
Well, I think this will bring it full circle before we close. I think what we were talking about at the beginning of this show and the polling data of the, PAFRAF coming in second to Elder. And then I believe the other Democrat, Gary, can correct me if I'm wrong, came in either fourth or fifth.
Fifth.
Shows you fifth.
Yeah, with like 8 or 9%. So it was a strong showing.
And, yeah. And the number one, so just so you know, exit polling, Democrats, number one concern, number one subject is COVID. For Republicans, it's like number five. They have like forest fires in the economy and crime or homelessness or whatever. For Democrats, it's number one. And if it's 2-1 Democrats and you figure out which way the wind is blowing, which is the number one concern, is this subject, then you'd be a fool not to do more mandates.
Well, correct. And I think they figured that out. I think when he was trying to engage, he was in the fight for his life. When he demonized and made it him versus Elder, and when he got the when somehow he got the media to black out this kid Paffrath, so that Democrats felt like they were locked into this kind of either or zero sum game. That was kind of a evil genius.
But the question remains. Is Newsom doing what he's doing because he thinks it's effective, or is he doing what he's doing to offer some pablum, some feed to the masses who are clearly scared? California, by the way, California used to be the place that people came to realize their dreams and hopes and goals and the aspirations and everything. Now it's where people go to climb under the fucking bed and blow each other. It's that we turn into a huge pack of pussies in California. Why are we so worried about COVID? And you can go, well, COVID's dangerous. All right, well, then explain what goes on in all these other states where they don't seem nearly as concerned as we are.
I would once again bring it back to what we said before. If he believed his policies were really working and he believed in the policies, why did we wait until the day after the recall election? Could you explain that to me?
Yes.
Well, is that just the most massive coincidence of all time? There's 365 days in the year, and it just so happens that on September 15th, 12 hours after, we get new edicts?
Yeah, think of all the lives we could have saved if you just enacted this 3 months earlier.
Right. I mean, there you go. I mean, it's disconcerting, to say the least. I just wake up every morning and hope that going back to what you said, that Gorsuch finds the petition for cert and sees he's the one. It isn't my line, it's his line. When did we make Jacobson this towering presence? When did this become the unfettered kind of Magna Carta for unelected bureaucrats to do whatever the hell they wanted without any science, without any data? All they have to do is just assert it. That's all they have to do. For anybody who cares, read the judge's 53-page decision, who painstakingly asked the county to present any science, any data, any study whatsoever. Couldn't do it. Gave him 3 tries.
Last 2 minutes, to explain Jacobson for us.
So Jacobson was with a state mandate. I believe it was Massachusetts. And you had to get inoculated or pay $5. And Jacobson basically said, go pound sand. And the court, and I believe it was Justice Harlan, writing for a 7-2 court, said, no, that basically your rights, you're not giving up your rights. This is the community's way of basically enforcing or protecting itself, but didn't force him to get inoculated. They forced him to pay $5.
Interesting. All right, Mark, I know you got to fly. I'll take care of a last piece of business here, and we shall talk very soon.
Thank you. See you. Bye, Gary.
Bye, Mark. Thank you, sir.
There's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other. And then there's your automotive policy. How about you get your bundle working with Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your automotive policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save and how easy it is to save a lot of do-re-mi when you go to Geico. That is geico.com. All right, this Wednesday, Solana Beach, Belly Up with Adam Ray. We're doing live pods there, and we're doing stand-up there, and Adam Carolla's Unprepared as well. Also, September 24th, Chicago, Park West Theater. You can come say hi. Always a good time in Chicago. Shows all over the place. Go to adamcarolla.com. And you can check out our chassis channel on Pluto TV 687. A lot of free content there, especially if you like automotive racing. So, till next time. This is Adam Carolla for Mark Garagos saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
RockAuto.com. Why spend 30 to 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that a chain store or dealership might have? Why spend so much there? Why not go to RockAuto.com? It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Everything from engine control modules to brakes to motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few clicks delivered direct to your door. Go to RockAuto.com. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write doubt in the how did you hear about us box so they know we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Geico, do you own? Do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other. You work hard enough. How about you do a little bundle? Bundle with Geico. Make it easy to bundle the homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got enough to do. You're busy these days. Save a bunch of money. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save when you visit Geico.com and get to bundling.
One third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The linen rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
If you could see the fire in his eyes, he screamed at me.
You want it?
Get your tape recorder out.
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.